Collis Huntington was born on October 21, 1821, in Litchfield Hills, Connecticut, 15 miles west of Hartford, the sixth of nine children. He did manual labor and attended school for about 4 months each winter. He did well in arithmetic, history, and geography, but was defeated by grammar and spelling. At age 14, he was an apprentice on a farm for a year at $7 a month and keep. Then he got a job with a storekeeper whom he impressed by memorizing both the wholesale and retail cost of every item in the cluttered stock and then calculating, without pencil or paper, the profit that could be expected from each piece. At age 16, he went to New York City, where he bought a stock of clocks, watch parts, silverware, costume jewelry, and other items, then set off to Indiana as a Yankee peddler. When he was 21, he drifted to Oneonta in central New York. There he went to work for his older brother, Solon, who had built a store. He did so well that when he was 23 years old, he went into a partnership with Solon, contributing in cash the considerable sum of $1,318. That was on September 4, 1844. 2 weeks later, Collis went to Cornwall, Connecticut, to marry Elizabeth Stoddard, whom he had been courting. For the next 4 years, he went to New York City to make purchases for the Oneonta store. As in the past, he did well. His looks, his self-assurance, and his bulk all helped. He weighed 200 pounds and had a great round head and penetrating eyes. Doing well in Oneonta with his brother, however, was not enough. Late in 1848, Huntington embraced the rumors of gold for the taking in California. He persuaded five other young men in town to come with him on a trip by sea to California. They joined many others. In the month of January, 1849, 8,000 gold seekers sailed for California in 90 ships to go around South America's Cape Horn and then north along the coast. Huntington, however, decided to take his chances on the shortcut across Panama. This was a bold, risky decision. On March 14, 1849, Huntington and his mates bought steerage tickets for $80 each on the Crescent City. Except for him, they were all seasick, vomiting nearly every morning and night, and always full of queasiness. They had gone around the tip of Florida and past Cuba before the sea settled down. On March 23rd, after 8 days at sea, the Crescent City hove to a mile or so off the mouth of the Chagres River. Huntington went ashore in a native canoe along with some others to discover that Chagres was a miserable place. He managed to hire natives to get 260 people to Panama City. It took 3 days to get the passengers and baggage to Gorgona, the headwaters of the river, a miserable trip. The passengers had to sleep for a few hours each night on a mud bank or slumped in the canoes. The natives had only poles to push the canoes along, and they had to be on the way at dawn in order to utilize every moment of daylight. At Gorgona, the Americans faced a 20-mile trail over the low mountains, a trail full of potholes and fallen trees. By the end of March, the rainy season had begun, and mud was everywhere. It took 2 days to cover the 20 miles. At the end of the trip, all were appalled by Panama City. It rained continually. Mud, mildew, and fungus oozed everywhere. Sanitation in the tent city was lacking or completely absent. Unwashed raw fruit caused epidemics of dysentery. Malaria and cholera were common, as were threats of smallpox. Vice, depravity, and selfishness thrived. Huntington and his companions had hoped to catch the Oregon as it steamed north on its maiden voyage, but they missed it and had to wait for another ship. The Argonauts settled down to wait, meanwhile fighting with each other. Not Huntington. He went into business, selling his medicines, badly needed, and getting other stuff to sell. Stuck on the beach at Panama City for nearly 2 months, Huntington managed to make $3,000.17. May 18, Huntington and his companions escaped via the Dutch bark Alexander von Humboldt, with 365 passengers plus crew. Once away from the coast, the Humboldt was becalmed. Not until August 30, after 104 days at sea, did the Humboldt enter San Francisco Bay. Huntington gazed at one of the world's most magnificent harbors, but what he most noticed was the deserted ships. On inquiry, he discovered that when the ships tied up at the wharves, all the crew, from wherever, immediately deserted and headed for the gold. He had made it, and in the process, he earned more money in Panama than he had had with him when he started. And he had avoided tropical fever. But it had been a trip of nearly half a year, dangerous and arduous beyond description, something he never wanted to do again.